Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together. Amen. Welcome, 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 everyone, to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, where Pastor Mom, Pastor Willie B. McCoy, is our senior pastor, and this is Apostle Barbara Kizzy, the apostolic pastor. Praise the Lord. Welcome, everyone. So good to see all of you here today. We just thank God for each and every one of you. Amen. Hallelujah. So Pastor Mom is going to open us up with a word of prayer. Good morning, Pastor Mom.
Good morning, everybody.
Amen.
We're glad to have you this morning. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Our Father.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and lead us
and
not.
Forgive us.
And forgive us not.
Our trespasses.
Our trespasses.
As we forgive
as
those.
We forgive our
those who trespass against them.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom,
hallelujah,
and power is the glory forever. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Okay.
Amen. Well, Lord, thank you for being with us and standing by us and holding us in the hollow of thine own hand. Bless our president and give him wisdom, knowledge, and a good understanding. Bless all the people of the United States. Lead us and guide us. Bless this service in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Pastor Mom trying to multitask. Amen. You made it, Pastor Mom. Hallelujah. Amen. We praise and thank God for Pastor Mom this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless your heart, Pastor Mom. Let's go to our scripture today. We'll be praying and saying Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6. Hallelujah. Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6. Hallelujah. All right. Let's read. And we're in the King James Version. Glory to God. Okay. So let's read. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with songs. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. That's his. Hallelujah. Yeah, the sea is his. Hallelujah. And he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Praise God. Amen. Let's go on to Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3, as we just magnify the Lord together. Amen. Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3, King James Version. Let's read. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So if you've been with us before, and I see a couple of new numbers here this morning, welcome to everyone. But if you have been with us, what we have been doing is magnifying the Lord. Amen. We have been just on our own, between us and the Lord, collecting the names of God from A to Z. Praise God. We've been going from A to C to Z, just on our own time, and just knowing the names of God and who God is to us. Amen. And so we really come up with different songs that talk about the names of God, and then, you know, just the names of God that we follow, so we know more about the attributes of God. And the Lord keeps laying on my heart to emphasize this for us. Amen. Because there's going to come a time where we're going to have to know who God is. Amen. And it seems like it's a light thing right now, because I know who God is. Oh, it's a lot more to him than what we know. Amen. It's a lot more to him. And so we're just learning more and more about who he is. Hallelujah. And I might have read it to you last week. Just a really good testimony of why it's important to know the names of God. And a friend of mine wrote a note to me, and she said, this morning I was feeling so sad for the body of Christ, just feeling a defeated spirit in the atmosphere. Then God turned my morning into dancing. Yay! To know who he is all it takes. Hallelujah. To know who he is all it takes. Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world, says the Lord. Amen. So, hallelujah. To know who he is, there may come a time when we all need to just recount who he is so that we can get that spirit of heaviness off of us or whatever the enemy tries to bring upon us. Amen. So we're going to continue to emphasize it in your time with the Lord, and we'll talk about that later today. But just, begin to get different names of the Lord. Hallelujah. I mean, one that's just really standing out to me is advocate. Hallelujah. He's my advocate. And we need an advocate. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So one of the songs that I've collected here about the Lord and the names of the Lord, we're going to hear one of those songs today. Praise God. We're really going to hear it today. Amen. Oh, here it is. Thank you, Lord. It starts off with God Most High, and that's the name of the song. And this is Minister Joy Bryant, a friend of this ministry. Amen.
God has
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's some more that you can add to your who is God A through Z. Amen. Because he calms the raging seas. I love that part because seas be raging around here in the form of people. Amen. And he'll calm them. He'll calm the whole situation, circumstance down. Amen. Amen. So it's so much that's so good about him. I also like when she said ruler of everything. Amen. There's going to come a time when we got to know that he's the ruler of everything. There's going to be things that are going to be said, rules and regulations that are made, and yet he's the ruler of everything. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So I want to challenge you again. I mean, that's a 21st century word, challenge. But these are good challenges here. You know, I've seen these challenges with the kids, and they challenge them to go do something horrible and come back and put it on the internet so that everybody can see that they did something. They did that challenge. It's kind of like a dare these days. So, but I'm saying this, and the Lord is saying it to you as well. Challenge yourself to know more about him, who he is, his attributes. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's go on to our declaration. Amen. A little over a year ago, the Lord had us to begin to declare and decree some things. And I'm telling you, I know that I know that I know that some things woulda, coulda, and shoulda happened, but couldn't happen. Because these declarations, hallelujah, have been established unto me and unto you. So those things that the devil tried to pull off, he couldn't do it. Hallelujah, because it's been declared and decreed in the atmosphere. Hallelujah. And I'm going to go ahead of myself some with this because, you know, our message today, the word of the Lord today is time with God. And I was reading some research. If you know anything about research, you know the Barner group does research on everything Christian. And so they were talking about prayers that people pray. And they say probably about 29% of the people said that they prayed at least one time in the last 3 months. And most of the time when people pray, that they pray silently. They pray inside. And, you know, that a lot of people don't pray out loud. And I began to think about these declarations, how the Lord is saying to do these, to say these declarations into the atmosphere, to say them out loud. Hallelujah. So some things need to be said out loud because we hear it in our ear, and the atmosphere hears it, and it has to line up with the word of God. So, praise God. Job 22 and 28 says, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy way. Amen. Once again, that's Job 22 and 28. So, we're going to declare some things together out loud. Amen. If you're in a place where you can't really say it out loud, say it soft. Amen. But get it into the atmosphere. Amen. And Isaiah 40 and verse 8 says, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Hallelujah. So his word stands forever. We're going to speak his word out into the atmosphere and just know that these, what we declare and decree is being established in our lives. And I dare to say in our lives and down our generations in the name of Jesus. So repeat after me. No weapon
formed against me
shall prosper. This is the heritage.
This is the heritage of the Lord.
Whatever I do,
whatever I
will prosper.
For
I am like
a tree
that's planted,
by the streams of water.
And that's from Isaiah 54:17 and Psalms 1 and verse 3. Continue to repeat.
Christ
has redeemed me.
Has redeemed me
from the curse of the law.
From the curse of the law.
Therefore,
I forbid
any sickness
or disease
to come up on my body. Every disease,
germ,
allergy,
allergic reaction,
and every virus.
That touches my body
dies instantly. In the name of Jesus. Every organ
and every tissue
of my body
functions
in the perfection
that God
created
it
to function.
I forbid
any malfunction
in my body
in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Mom, you saying this like you mean it. Amen. I know you mean it every time. Yes. Praise God. Galatians 3:13, Romans 8:11, Genesis 1:31, and Matthew 16:19. And that's how we should say it, like we mean it, because we mean it.
Uh-huh.
We mean it. Hallelujah. The last one, the Spirit of Truth.
Comes to me.
Teaches me.
All things.
He guides me. Into all truth. Therefore.
I confess.
I have perfect knowledge.
Of every situation.
And every circumstance.
That I come up against.
For I ask for the wisdom of God. Amen. That's from John 16:13 and James 1:5. Praise God. Hallelujah. I was just thinking of someone who just got a new job. Amen. This is good for that. This is a good declaration for that. Hallelujah. To have perfect knowledge of every situation and every circumstance and to have the wisdom of God. Hallelujah. Even those who are on old jobs and new things come up. Praise God. Amen. And even for us who are caregivers, hallelujah, to have perfect knowledge of every situation, every circumstance that comes up, hallelujah. I've seen God do it. Amen.
Amen.
And Pastor Mom and I'll sit there, we pray, and God will tell us how to take care of something quick, fast, and in a hurry. Hallelujah. I love the way God does that. Amen. And trust that he'll do it every single time. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, I can recall even last week we had Sister McDowell who does our praise and worship. We played some of her praise and worship last week. And I want to go back to her again. I mean, she's left us, quite a few praise and worship songs here. And I just want us to just continue to keep her in prayer. Her daughter, Angelina, who is a walking miracle of the Lord, has been in the hospital this week. She's 18 years old and has been, the Lord has walked her through miraculously with this cancer for the past 6 years. And now the doctors are saying words that we don't even want to repeat because we believe the word of the Lord. So as the Lord leads you, please continue to keep the McDowell family and Angelina, who's a walking miracle of the Lord, keeping them in prayer. And here's some our praise and worship today is Sister McDowell singing. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't feel no ways tired. Amen. And we pray that over her right now and her family, that they don't feel no ways tired. Hallelujah. That the Lord has brought them too far to leave them now. Hallelujah. Amen. And all these sons, I'm going to trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. So, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we join our faith together. We lift up Sister McDowell, her entire family, Pastor McDowell, her other children, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and Angelina, who's a walking miracle of the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for sending them miracles on top of miracles on top of miracles. Hallelujah. We pray for their strength right now in the name of Jesus as they're walking right now, even through the valley of the shadow of death, fearing no evil in the name of Jesus. Thank you for strengthening them all along the way. Thank you, Lord God, for preparing a table before them in the presence of their enemy, that cancer enemy. In the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God, we bless you, Lord. Send them miracles, 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 miracles in the name of Jesus. And we just even declare and decree over Angelina, who's a walking miracle of the Lord. Hallelujah. We declare and decree that with long life, God will satisfy her and show her his salvation. Amen. We give you praise and glory for it, Lord. In Jesus' mighty and holy name, hallelujah, hallelujah. And Lord, we just lift up anyone who's going through anything today, Lord, hallelujah. Even yesterday as I began to pray over this broadcast and what God was going to do in this service today, and he said that there's a healing anointing today. During this service, there's a healing anointing. Lord God, we just lift up those for healing today. We pray for Angelina, who's a walking miracle of the Lord. And we pray for each and every person who's here, those who will even listen to this podcast in the future. Thank you, Lord God, that your healing is extending out right now. We bless your name, Lord, for arising over those who are in need of healing with healing in your wings in the name of Jesus. We're talking about physical healing, emotional healing, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Healing even in the mind, mental healing, Lord God. Healing of relationships, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Anywhere that healing is needed, anywhere that there is hurt, healing is available through you right now in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that your anointing, your yoke-destroying, burden-lifting, continual, tangible, manifest presence is reaching out and healing those right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We perceive that he's touching someone's back right now in the name of Jesus, in the lower back. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for touching that area right now, whether it was caused by physical injury or whether it was caused by stress that's trying to collect in the small of their back. We thank you, Lord, and we command it right now to leave now and never return in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God. We see that you're touching people who are having issues with their ears, nose, and throat in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Father God, that no allergy symptoms can set in, lay hold, or go any course in them in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Ears that felt like they were stopped up and they couldn't hear well, we thank you for opening up those ear passages right now in the name of Jesus. And any kind of postnasal drip. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. And we come against any postnasal drip and we speak healing over that. Whether it's been happening year after year, it ceases now in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And those who are going through seasonal changes right now, that when the season changes, something happens in their body. The devil is a liar. We thank you right now that you're covering him right now with the canopy of your glory as a defense against any kind of seasonal change ailment in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for healing, health, and wholeness by your spirit. And we bless your name, Lord God. Hallelujah. I see the Lord just touching someone right now in the name of Jesus. And if you're in here any way, shape, or form, just receive it. Say, I receive this. I receive this healing. Hallelujah. I see God doing an overhaul, and it's starting in the feet, from the soles of the feet and the tips of the toes, all the way to the crown of the head in the name of Jesus. Just a complete overhaul, because so many things have been going on. And the Lord says, it's not your age. It's not just because you're getting older. This is the enemy trying to put this on you. And today it comes off now in the name of Jesus, never to return, in Jesus' mighty and holy name. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Even those swollen glands around your neck, gone in the name of Jesus, never to return. The swollen gland you saw before, you shall see no more forever in the name of Jesus. And we bless you, Lord God. You are the God that healeth thee. You are the Lord our healer. Hallelujah. I hear him say every bit of swelling comes off you now in the name of Jesus. Any kind of headaches that would try to come, whether they're migraines, sinus headaches, whatever headaches, even somebody messing with you headaches, off now. Get off. You have no right. You have no authority. You have no permission in the name of Jesus. We bless you, Lord God. We honor you. We adore you. You are the mighty one. You are the holy one. You are the glorious one. You are the ruler of the universe. Hallelujah. You calm the raging seas. Glory to your name, Lord God. And we thank you and we honor you and we adore you. We thank you, Lord God, that the healings that are being felt right now, hallelujah, that are being done right now in the name of Jesus, that those ailments will not come back again. We give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Only God can do it, and he does it well. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Now we'll go to our prayer for finances. Hallelujah. Amen. And we really enjoyed last week. We had Minister Joy here. She did our declarations. And then we had Minister Mary here. She did our prayer for finances. It was just wonderful. Hallelujah. And we just thank and praise the Lord. Amen. So our prayer for finances, once again, the Lord, a little over a year ago, there are certain things that he's given for us to do here at the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. And we're just, you know, we just obey what God says to do. Hallelujah. And we see great and awesome things happen as we do what he says to do. Though I'll tell you a little story, or testimony of what happened, because the Lord has been saying the wealth transfer is here. And, you know, we just need to you know, tithe and do, make sure we tithe, make sure we give offerings, and we're in position to receive whatever the Lord has for us to receive. So while I was out, and I'll talk a little bit about that when I get to the message in a little bit here, but I spent the past week away with the Lord. I took a sabbatical, a personal sabbatical with the Lord, and it was glorious, just wonderful. And Minister Joy and Minister Mary were here with Pastor Mom during that time, did such a great job with her. She sounds so strong today. She is strong. Amen. So anyway, I was out, and, you know, I was talking to the Lord. I was at the Walmart, picking up a few things, and he just laid on my heart, go ahead and get a Subway tomorrow. That was my last day at the hotel, and he said, so you don't have to come out. You can just be in, and, you know, we can just kind of be there all day. And so I was like, okay. So I went to the Subway, and I mean, I really took my time. It was no hurry. And the girl, I was kind of messing with her a little bit, but she mashed my bread, my bun, and I said, you know, I'm sorry, I don't want that mashed up. So she redid it. She was a little upset over it, but she got to be okay, you know. So anyway, told her I wanted all the sauces on the side because I'm not eating it till tomorrow and all that. And just really took my time. When I got to the end of the line, getting ready to pay, me and her were talking by then about her school and stuff like that. And got to the end, and this guy from the Army, there's an Army base not too far away. And so he had his uniform on. His name was McKenzie. And I was about to pay, but he was behind me, and he told the other server, he said, I want four cookies. And so they put his cookies in a bag, and he was going to pay behind me. And he said, I want four cookies, and I want to pay for that lady's food, too. And I was like, oh, thank you, Lord. Glory to God. You know, I mean, what? Not even expecting that, but God, you know. That's what God does at any time. He'll bless us. Now, it's a Subway, but, hey, next time it could be a house. Hey, hallelujah. Next time it could be a car, you know. So I'm giving him all the glory, the honor, and the praise for the Subway. So as he was paying for it, I said, Mackenzie, what can I pray for you about? And before another word came out of my mouth, the word promotion came out. Yes, promotion. And he said, promotion? He said, I just got promoted. And I was like, well, hallelujah. We're praising God on his promotion. But later on, I thought, he's going to get another promotion after that, if God's saying promotion like that. So, amen. So, God, He wants to surprise us. He wants us to be in that position to be able to receive all that he has for us. Amen. And to be happy for the great and the small. Amen. And I'm just really blessed over that. Hallelujah. Amen. So let's say our prayer for finances. And remember, you're going to say this out loud. You're going to repeat after me out loud. Hallelujah. Because the atmosphere needs to hear. This needs to be out in the atmosphere and established. Amen. So repeat after me. Lord,
I commit
my finances
to you.
Be in charge of them. And use them. For your purpose. May I be.
A good steward.
Of all.
That you give me.
And walk.
In total agreement.
As to how.
It's to be spent.
Help me.
To remember
that all I have
belongs to you.
And to be grateful for it. I pray
that I will find it easy
to give to you
and to others
as you have instructed
in your word.
May I always
be paid well
for the work I do.
And may my money
not be stolen.
Lost.
Devoured.
Destroyed.
All wasted.
Multiply it.
So that what I make
and what I have
will go a long way.
I pray
that I will not
That I will not.
Be anxious.
Be anxious.
About finances.
About finances. But we'll see.
Your kingdom first.
Your kingdom first.
Knowing.
Knowing.
That as I do.
As I do.
I will have all.
As I owe.
I need.
I need.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen and amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, like I said, the wealth transfer is going on right now. And the Lord will put money, resources, finance, whatever we need, he'll put it into our hands. Hallelujah. Because he can trust that we will do what he said to do with it. Amen. And by the way, once Mackenzie paid for my Subway, the young lady that I had been talking to, I gave her a nice tip. And then she started crying. So, amen, amen. So the blessings that we get, we pass those blessings along, and God gives us even more. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, and I got to look this up, but I even think that even Social Security is going up higher. I think that there was a percentage. I think I heard something like 9% or something like that, unheard of for Social Security. But God is, he's pouring out blessings on people. And I know that we're in a state of, what do they call it, inflation or whatever's going on. But whatever is going on, where the prices are going up, God's going to make sure that we are taken care of. Amen. So don't be afraid to give. Continue to give. And, you know, I'm telling you, the enemy's going to try to make you think you got to hold on to everything that you have. And God is not saying give away everything. Unless he tells you that, okay? But he's saying 10%. And then he's saying, you know, give offerings on top of that 10%. And he'll take care of everything that we need. Amen. So there's three ways that you can give to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. Through Cash App. We have a Cash App, and that's $ESLCCC. And that stands for East St. Louis Christian Center Church. So $ESLCCC. If you're here in this building, you know you can come to our door, 2E, and give your offerings that way. Praise God. Or you can mail it in, and which you have been doing, and we praise God for that. And you make your check payable to ESLCCC, standing for East St. Louis Christian Center Church, and we're located at 2800 Olive Street, OLIVE Street, number 2E, St. Louis, Missouri, 63103. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, amen. So, Lord, we just thank you right now for those who are writing their checks, those who are sending it via Cash App or however they're sending it this morning, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you bless each and every person right now in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, even those who are giving for a Clergy Appreciation Month as well. We thank you, Lord God, for those blessings, those who have given. We have had some clergy appreciation offerings as well. So we give God all the glory. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise, Lord. And we thank you right now for those who are tithing. You said that if we would try you and test you on this with tithing, that you'd open up the windows of heaven, pour out blessings that would be too much for us to receive. We thank you for those overflow blessings, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus. Such an overflow that we have it to give to someone else. And it's not scraping the bottom of the barrel, but it's from the overflow. We bless you for that. We thank you, Lord, for those who are giving offerings. Your word says, given, it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. There's the overflow again. We thank you for the overflow for the ones giving offerings and those giving tithes and offerings. Woo, that's a big overflow. And then even going back to the tithes part, you said that you will rebuke the devourer for our sakes. So there will not be holes in our pockets at all. Hallelujah. And our money will not be stolen, lost, devoured, destroyed, or wasted. And so we give you praise and glory for that, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And then, Lord, we always stand on Deuteronomy 1, 10, and 11, where you say you would make us a thousandfold more than we are right now and bless us as you have promised us. And so we give you praise, we give you glory and honor for all that you have done. Thank you for this awesome wealth transfer that we can use this for your glory, your honor, and praise. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. But we just thank God for all that he's doing today. He's awesome. He's just altogether lovely. Amen. And we just love him. He's a good God. Hallelujah. Excuse me. Amen. And his goodness is just wonderful. Thank you, Lord, for your good and your goodness. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to get ready to go into the word of God today. The Lord has been blessing my heart with this word. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a wonderful God we serve. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We bless your name for this word today. Hallelujah. Time with the Lord. We bless you for it, Lord God. We thank you for touching each and every one of us. Hallelujah. Those who will listen in the future, let this word just go into our hearts and stir us up. Stir us up, Lord God, so that we desire to spend more time with you and that we'll know more of what we can do when we're in your presence, to get into your presence, to be in your presence, and to be just so intentionally connected with you at all times. Oh, we thank you for it, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. We love you so very much. Touch us all, Lord God. And we give you glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. So our word today is time with God. Hallelujah. And let me just say first, I'm just so grateful for even having that time to be able to get away last week. I still spend time with God even when I'm here, but it was just a real focused time. I want to also thank Pastor Price for hosting the broadcast that needed to be hosted on this past week for us, and Minister Joy, who did the engineering, you know, made sure that the program was pulled up and the lines were open and all that. So we thank God and how he does things, how he puts things together. Amen. So what I did was there's a place that I go to in Illinois, and actually it's a Catholic place, and it's called the Shrine of Our Lady of the Snows. And it's just a beautiful place, and it has scriptures written in so many different places around on the grounds. The grounds are meticulously manicured, and you can just walk the grounds and just feel the presence of the Lord. You know, as you walk around, they have something called Stations of the Cross, and you can just pass by. I think it's like about 14 Stations of the Cross that talks about the different times of, like, when Jesus was accused, and then how he had to walk through, you know, with the cross, and how Simon of Cyrene helped him. And you can just walk past these. It's kind of, I don't know, it's not a statue, but it's a display. And then it gives you time to just walk and just meditate on what Jesus did when he went to the cross. And then there's the resurrection garden comes after that, where, you know, when Jesus was resurrected. And there's also a part that I really like too. It was they have a children's playground, and it's a beautiful playground, you know, makes you want to play on it, but it says it's only for kids up to 12. So that was that, but I had a good time on it. And so I didn't get on any of the swings or anything, but there's a sidewalk that they have, and on the sidewalk, it shows you, it talks about creation, and they have a sign like the first day, what Jesus did on the first day, separating the light from the dark. And you look at the sidewalk, and the sidewalk is black, and then it turns into sky. You see sky and clouds on the sidewalk. And then you walk on, and it says what happened on the second day, and then what happened on the third day. And, you know, when it comes to the fish and the birds, then you see the fish and the birds on the sidewalk, and you get to walk through. And when it comes to the sixth day with man, when he made man, then you see that a man and a woman, you know, silhouette on the sidewalk. It's just beautiful. It was so anointed. I had such a great time, you know, walking through that. And, you know, on the seventh day, he rested. And so it was a real blessing. And then even the hotel rooms, we went there years ago. Pastor Mom was in this group years ago called the Christian Women of the New Ways. And so every spring, we would go to that hotel where I was. And these were on fire, Holy Ghost baptized women who had this group. And every year in the spring, they would have Joyce Meyer to speak there. And that was before she was the Joyce Meyer that we know today. I mean, she wasn't on radio, she wasn't on TV, you know, and there we, you know, here we were with, I think, probably about 250 women, you know, just sitting in this little room with Joyce Meyer, and she was, you know, she was a speaker. So we would go there for years and years, and when I lived in New Jersey, I would bring people with me. We fly here with about, I don't know, probably about five or six women. And my sister Mary would bring somebody. And we would all be at Pastor Mom's house. I don't know how all of us stayed there, but we'd be camped out all over Pastor Mom's house. And just, we just had a good time. We, you know, we didn't care. We were just happy to just be there. And so to be in that place again, I mean, it's been many years since I've been there, and the place still feels hollowed out. You know, I mean, some hotels that I go to, I have to kind of, I mean, I pray over every hotel room regardless, or, you know, of where it is. And so we anointed the room, prayed over it. Sometimes there's still like a little You could feel an enemy trying to do something at night in the bed or something like that. It was none of that there. It was just sweet in that place. And then in the morning, I would get up and look out the window, and the birds, all of these different types of birds were there, bluebirds, cardinals, and beautiful little birds. And so I did some bird watching from my bedroom, from the hotel room in the morning. And just such a wonderful atmosphere to come there to rest, to come and to speak with the Lord. And I did a lot of singing there and just, in his presence. So that was my week. I do feel refreshed, and I thank God, coming back refreshed, and Mom, just being with Mom again. I think we were both happy to see each other after that time. When you're with someone, through the pandemic, I was in a lot last year. Me and Pastor Catherine were here a lot with Pastor Mom. And sometimes we were the only people that she would see for a long time. So, amen. So we thank God. And the words that the Lord gave to me is time with the Lord. I can recall in the past, long time ago, because I've been in ministry and really close to the Lord for about 30 years now. And I can recall in the beginning when people would say, we're going to pray for an hour. I was, with some people, 30 years ago. And they were praying for the National Day of Prayer. They're going to pray for an hour together. I'm like, what do you do for an hour? How do you pray? If you say the Lord's Prayer or whatever, a couple of scriptures, what do you do? What do you do after that? And now I found it's that scripture, the scripture that says pray without ceasing. And that's my life. Because, to be connected and intentionally connected with the Lord, he's always there. But it's for us to be intentionally connected with him and talking with him and walking with him. That's why I like that song, I've come to the garden alone while the dew is still on the roses. And the sound I hear falling on my ears, the Son of God discloses, and he walks with me and he talks with me and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. Hallelujah. So it's like walking with him all day. So, we use the word prayer, and sometimes people shy away from that word prayer. But time with the Lord, that's prayer. That's really prayer. Some people think you have to get down on your knees to pray. You don't necessarily have to get down on your knees, but sometimes the Lord wants you to be on your knees, to lay prostrate before the Lord. That's a good time right there. Just laying on your stomach, laid out before the Lord and spending time with him, being with him. We're going to talk some more about, I want to talk some more about, kind of personal things next week, I do believe. But this week, I wanted to talk about some people in the Bible who prayed. You know, Jesus, we know that Jesus prayed. Amen. Jesus had a prayer life, and he prayed always prayed. And when he was choosing his disciples, you know, he prayed about that. He went to a mountain and he spent the night praying. And he always prayed before a meal. He prayed before miracles. He prayed before he taught people. He prayed when he was arrested, and he prayed even while he was dying on the cross. So he prayed. And one of the things that he said about praying, and this is from Matthew 6. Well, and we know he did the Lord's Prayer. Amen. 5-8, which Mom so wonderfully prayed today. We call it the Our Father prayer. And when Jesus was talking to the Sadducees and the Pharisees, he said, he was talking to his disciples. He said, when you pray, don't be like the hypocrite, for they love to pray. He's talking about the Sadducees and the Pharisees, that they pray standing in the synagogue and on the street corners to be seen of men. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. And so I think that, you know, sometimes people don't pray as much as maybe they should or spend time with God because you can't see him. Pray. We have to do it by faith, and we have to know that he's hearing us and that we will hear him. And I think also in the beginning, I prayed a lot in the time spent with God. I would tell him things. I would say things when I was in trouble. I was, you know, having a hard time. And very rarely at those times did I listen for him to say anything. And spending time with the Lord is where we talk to him and he talks to us. It's a conversation going on. And sometimes it's a be still and know that he's God. And so what he wants us to do is to maintain a listening attitude, to listen for what he's saying, because God speaks in different ways. And Elijah, you know, really what happened to him really shows what it's like to listen for the Lord and how God can speak in different ways. If you'll go to 1 Kings 19, verse 11 through 13, 1 Kings 19, verse 11 through 13, and this is Elijah. Elijah had just killed the prophets of Baal. God had just done a miracle against all of these prophets of Baal who were cutting themselves and calling out to their gods. And Elijah said, you know, if God be God, follow him. If Baal is God, then you follow him. And he challenged them that day. And they, you know, set up this, the wood, set up wood, put water on it, had water all around it. And this was during a famine as well. And those prophets of Baal, they couldn't get a fire started. But when Elijah called on the name of the Lord, then the fire got started. So anyway, and then after the fire, then he ended up killing all these prophets of Baal, and then Jezebel came after him, and he went a-running from Jezebel, and he ended up in this mountain, and this is where he is in 1 Kings 19:11-13, and he wants to hear the voice of God. And it says, and he said, go forth and stand upon the mount before the Lord, and behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind rent the mountains and break in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. Verse 12. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice. Verse 13. And it was so, when Elijah heard it, that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entering in of the cave. And behold, there came a voice unto him and said, what doest thou here, Elijah? Hey, man, we're going to stop there. It's like, what you doing here, boy? Hey, and the Lord will talk to you like that, okay? You're like, oh, you're going to say something to me, like, you're going to kill this woman who's after me. But the Lord said, well, what you doing? What you doing here? So at any rate, to hear the voice of God takes patience and perseverance, and it takes faith to just listen and hear the voice of God, and to have time with the Lord. We have to have the patience and the perseverance. There's things that are going to come up when we want to take time with the Lord. There's things that are going to come up, like you probably remember, well, I shouldn't say you, but some of us think about, oh, what am I cooking for dinner today? Oh, I'm supposed to go do something online today. Oh, I meant to do this. I meant to do that. And we have to persevere and give God that time. And when I think of, you know, giving God some time and time with the Lord, he is, and this is, I'm trying to remember where that scripture is, Isaiah 57:15, I believe it is. He is the high and lofty one who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy, and we're giving him some time, okay? And he inhabits eternity. So he's so gracious, isn't he? So gracious that he would take our little time that we give to him, and he inhabits eternity. Amen. So just to be patient, because he will take his time. Amen. I can recall times where, you know, I wanted to get an answer from the Lord, just like Elijah wanted to hear from God. You know, I need to hear from you. This woman is after me, and she says she's going to get me by tomorrow. So it's like you want to hear from God quickly, but it takes patience and perseverance. And where you're willing to wait on the Lord, not with impatience, but to wait and to be eager to hear whatever the Lord is going to say. I'll go back also to the beginning of when I began to hear from the Lord. And I recall that he would say no. He would start the conversation with no. And I would shut down. Like, I don't want to hear you tell me no. You know, that's what I was thinking, you know. And he would let me know, once I opened myself back up to hear from him, that he wasn't saying N-O. He was saying K-N-O-W. So he would start a conversation with, know that I'm with you. Know that I got this under control. And I would shut him down because I was thinking he was saying, no, you can't do this. No, you can't do that. So it's important to wait and be eager to hear from him when we have time, when we're spending time with the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Now, some people may say, well, how many times a day should you pray? There are times of the day that I take time out, stop everything, and focus on the Lord and pray. And especially during this pandemic, you know, I was doing that even more. And there were certain times of the day where I would take that time and pray, and it would and focus on him. And I'm just saying it was like three times a day. And when I read about David, you know, David was a man after the Lord's heart, okay? And I began to read about David and what he did during his prayer time. If you go to Psalm 119, verses 160 through 164. Psalm 119, verse 160 to 164. And it gives us a hint of what David did. It says, thy word is true from the beginning. Every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever. Princes have persecuted me without a cause, but my heart standeth in awe of thy word. I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth great spoil. I hate and abhor lying, but thy law do I love. Get this. Seven times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgment. Amen. So seven times a day. And then the Bible tells us that David, you know, he has this vow to praise God seven times a day. And then he would pray three times a day, pray seven times a day. So to me, that means that praise is important. Amen. And when I think about that, I think, you know, we can praise God as we're walking down the street or we're in the shower. We praise the Lord. And then those three times that he actually took, you know, stopped everything and prayed those three times a day. And what would happen if we two were to establish the same discipline in our lives? What if we wake up in the morning and lay there for a few minutes and sing to the Lord the song that's on our heart? And then at mid-morning, instead of getting that snack or along with the snack, whatever, mid-morning we would sing our favorite scripture songs to him. And we found out last month that when you sing a scripture song is a psalm. Amen. Whether somebody else wrote it or whether God gave it to us. Anyway, then at lunchtime, even if you're going through the drive-thru, turn up the music and set your thoughts on him. And then in the mid-afternoon, whatever's going on, stop, take a few minutes, and have a praise vacation. Glory to God. Just have you a praise vacation. Hallelujah. And recall some of your favorite praise and worship songs. Hallelujah. And I've noticed lately, I've said this to you before last month, that the Lord is saying this is the time to sing. Singing has just been... it's just been on my heart to sing lately, to sing more, and then to go back and those songs that I love back in the 90s, in the early 90s, Clint Brown, you know, surround me, oh Lord, surround me,
Oh, Lord, surround me. Oh, Lord, let your presence fill this place. Y'all remember that? Amen. That's Clint Brown. Hallelujah. There was another Clint Brown song when Pastor Mom and I were, you know, getting up in the morning and I was, you know, getting her ready for her day. And it came to mind, a song I hadn't thought about in years. And it was sweep over me, Jesus. I pray I'm messing it up with boundless billows of love. Hallelujah. So that was something that he did. That was a little bit of it that I can recall right now. But, you know, go back and get those, recall those favorite songs that you may have not have heard in a long time. And then to go on with the scenario. And what if we sang thanks over dinner with our family? And then in the evening, turn off the TV for about 10 minutes, get off the social media, whatever, everybody for about 10 minutes in the evening and sing and dance before the Lord. And then at bedtime, let a song be upon our lips, like David. Hallelujah. And then, even after that, now that's seven times. And then go into an eighth time of prayer where, or praise, where Job 35:10 says, Job 35:10 says, no one will say, where is God my maker, who gives me songs in the night? So God will give us songs in the night. And you've probably gone through that too. I have. I'll wake up during the night, and there's a song just rolling around in my head, a song of praise to the Lord. So the seven times, if we were just to, you know, to do that, not. I thought about my niece, Minister Joy, when she was here with Pastor Mom. There's certain things that we do for Pastor Mom throughout the day. And so that she would remember it, she put it on her cell phone as a reminder. And a little alarm would go off. And when she got home yesterday, she called and she said, my alarm just went off. So right now, you're doing, you know, you're giving Mom her snack and giving her this and giving her that and giving her this. And so, you know, what if we were to do that and put a reminder on our phone that, you know, seven times or even eight times on, so when the alarm went off, we get to praise in the Lord. We take a praise vacation, a praise break. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And, you know, we also have been praying. There are religions like Islam. And what they do is that they pray times a day. And we have been praying about this because we believe that that this is trying to lead to Sharia law in the United States. We've been praying about this. There are, I'm trying to remember, I think it's four cities right now that have this prayer, the Islam prayer called Adhan, something like that, where there's an alarm, a sound that goes over the whole city, loud, every place in the city, and they pray in their language, in Arabic, I guess. They pray in their language very loud over the loudspeakers five times a day so everybody in the whole city can hear this. And the Muslims, when they hear it, they get down on their carpet, their rug, and they, you know, put their heads down and everything, and they pray, you know, until that's done. How much more will we have time with the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. And pray to him 7-8 times a day. Sing or praise him 7 or 8 times a day, and then still have our time of prayer. And I think about, you know, right now I'm a part of an intercessory prayer group. We pray at 6:15 in the morning, and we started off saying we're just going to pray. We've been doing this, I think it's maybe our third or fourth year now. And we started off saying that we're just going to pray in the morning, 6:15, and be done in like a half an hour. Well, I mean, the prayer requests, the prayer things that need to be done, we've added so much to that list over time. Now we're praying from about 6:15 to about 8:15 at this point in time. If we're off by 8:15, we're doing good. Sometimes, you know, we'll end around 8 o'clock or something like that. But so many things are going on that we pray. And then our prayer with the praying in tongues Tuesday. And we pray for 1 hour in tongues. And then we listen to the Lord and share our interpretation for maybe another 45 minutes, almost an hour. You know, and that's an awesome time. And even along with that, still to have prayer time with the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, just that time with just me and the Lord, I still do that as well. Hallelujah. Amen. And then, you know, I was thinking about that, the prayers that we do. Earlier I was talking about how the Barna group was saying that most people don't even pray out loud. There's a very small percentage of people who actually pray out loud. And so, you know, for me to be in these two prayer groups, you know, not to mention even church service, where we pray out, well, I'm going to mention that, where we pray out loud at church together, repeating, you know, together, and then the praying in tongues Tuesday, and then the intercessory prayer group. That's a blessing. I didn't even realize how great of a blessing it is to pray out loud when there are so few people who are actually praying out loud. So that's a blessing. And, you know, as you spend the time with the Lord, you know, work on that. If it's all on the inside, and I do pray inside as well. I really do. And but it's a good thing also to pray out loud. So talking about David a little bit more, you know, David was a man after the Lord's own heart. And what David had to spend time with the Lord. When you think about David and all that he had done, you know that the things that he did, he didn't just do them just then. He had had time with the Lord, and that's why the Lord said, David is a man after his own heart. So David had a passion for God, and he wrote psalms. He had musical abilities, and he had courage and expertise in warfare. Come on, somebody. And that was because he had spent time with the Lord. David wrote 73 psalms. Now, some say that, you know, there may be some more that he wrote, but everybody agrees that he wrote at least 73 psalms. David was, he was a humble shepherd. And he was not only a talented musician, but when he played, the harp would go away. Hallelujah. Amen. So I'm sure that didn't happen just all by itself. He was spending time in the presence of the Lord. He was playing that harp out there where it was nobody but him, the sheep, and the Lord. And nobody saw. There are things, and the Lord is saying to you right now, it looks like you've been isolated. It looks like you have been by yourself. And a lot of us have been there these days. But it looks like you've been all by yourself, related. But you have been growing. You have been learning. You have been being molded and shaped. Your heart is being molded and shaped after my own heart, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. And you right now, you don't even know the greatness that I placed on the inside of you, but it's there. And you will know when it's time for it to come out, when it's time for you to sing, when it's time for you to play with expertise, when it's time for you to go into battle, you are ready from the inside out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And David was ready. As the word of the Lord, the word the Lord gave to me, on ready. He was on ready. So 1 Samuel 17:35-36. This is David talking. And I believe he's talking to Saul at this time, letting Saul know that he's ready. He's on ready for this uncircumcised Philistine. He said, I went out after him and attacked him and rescued it from his mouth. He's saying how he fought the lion and the bear, and he was ready for Goliath. Come on. Amen. And when he rose up against me, him by the beard, and struck him and killed him. Your servant has killed both the lion and the bear. Now, come on. And he was little. But he did this not out of himself, but out of the spirit of the true and living God. After spending time with the Lord, his heart, his whole life being molded and shaped by the great potter. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he was forever changed. And David goes on to say, and this uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, since he has taunted the armies of the living God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So David, he wasn't taking anything from Goliath. Amen. He knew who his God was. He has spent time with the Lord. Hallelujah. Hey, God. Glory to your name, God. And this is the one who praised God seven times a day. It's something about praising God. And then he prayed three times a day. Hallelujah. He was ready. David was ready. David was on ready. David had spent time with the Lord. And so that's what he wants us to do, intentionally to spend time with him. It's going to take patience. It's going to take perseverance, you know, and it's going to take a waiting and an eagerness. Hallelujah. It's going to take all that. Let me tell you what, it's going to be worth it. Absolutely worth it. David's whole life changed with his time with the Lord. And it started with his heart being, you know, after God, a man after God's own heart. Hallelujah. What greater thing can you hear from the Lord to have a heart after him? And that's what God wants us to have, is a heart after his own heart. And it starts with our relationship with him. It starts with our salvation. Hallelujah. If you don't know for sure that you are born again, if you don't know for sure that you're saved, if your testimony is, well, my mama saved, my daddy saved, my grandfather was a preacher in the church. If that's your testimony, talking about them, then you need a personal testimony. Thing about time with God, it's a one-on-one kind of thing. Hallelujah. And he wants that private, that personal time with us. Hallelujah. And it starts with getting his heart or allowing him to come into your own heart. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Well, he loves us so much. He loves the world. Yeah, the world. When you think about that, he loves the world, the stinking, nasty, ugly, a lot of times ugly world, cuss you out in a minute and call you everything but a child of God. Oh, he so loved the world. With road rage and shooting up kids in school. Oh, he so loves the world. Because he knows that anyone in the world who makes a decision for the Lord Jesus Christ will completely be transformed out of the world and into his glorious kingdom. Hallelujah. So he so loves the world. He loves you just the way that you are. He loves all of us just the way that we are. And he loves us enough not to leave us this way. Glory to God. And Romans 10:9 says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Amen. And when you save, oh, you can really spend time with the Lord. Hallelujah. Because he has your permission. He's a gentleman. He won't do anything without your permission. He'll stand at the door and knock, waiting on somebody to let him in. And then if you let him in, that's when he'll come in and sup with you. He'll come in and eat with you, dine with you. And you don't even have to have your own stuff. He'll bring everything. He'll bring the bread because he's the bread of life. Hallelujah. He'll bring even wine. That hallelujah representing his blood. He'll bring the meat of the word. Everything you need, he'll bring it. All we have to do is open the door. And that's what he wants you to do today is open the door for him. He'll do the rest. He'll clean you up. Some people say, I ain't ready for that. You know, some people say they know that they're going to sin probably tonight sometime. And he says, that's okay. Just open the door, let me in, and let me do the cleaning. Hallelujah. I'll clean you up. Hallelujah. So repeat this prayer after me with all your heart. You only have to say it once. But those of you who are here and you know you're saved and you said it, say it with me as you prepare to pray this prayer with someone else. Because the Lord of the harvest, we're praying that the Lord of the harvest will send laborers into the harvest because people are ready to get saved. Hallelujah. People are ready to get saved. Oh, I got a salvation story, or testimony, I should say, and then we'll pray the prayer. I was at the, I was at a counter at a store. It was Ross. I was at Ross. And this guy began to open up, and he was telling me all of this stuff, about, I don't know, it's some kind of game that they play, and he goes play at the Queen or something. And, he went on and on telling me about it. And then the Lord said, let him talk. And when he finished talking, I asked him about Jesus. He said he was Catholic. I said, okay, fine. I said, you believe in Jesus? He said, yes. And so I said, pray this prayer with me. And there was a line of people behind me. And I said, take you 2 seconds. He said, okay. And he prayed the prayer of salvation right there at the counter. Glory to God. So there are people who are willing, they're ready, hallelujah, to pray the prayer of salvation. And the Lord said, if he's so, he is so into what he's doing, I can really use him for my glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God can take what he was doing. Oh, man, he knew the ins and the outs of this little game, whatever he was talking about. He knew the ins and the outs of it. How much more will he know the ins and the outs of the kingdom of God, of the good news of the gospel? Amen. So repeat this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
I believe.
I believe.
You died for me.
You died for me.
Come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
Come into my life.
Come into my life.
Be my Lord.
Be my Lord.
And be my Savior.
And be my Savior.
Show me your way.
Show me your way.
Help me.
Help me.
To spend time with you.
Take time with you.
And now I know.
And now I know.
I'm saved.
I'm saved.
I'm born again.
I'm born again.
And heaven is my home.
And heaven is my home.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. If you prayed that prayer for the first time, we want to commit and commend you. Hallelujah to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We pray right now that you will learn more of him, that you will grow. We invite you to be a part of the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And I'll tell you, we don't have a form, fashion, or show, but we do have Jesus. And he keeps showing up every Sunday. So we invite you to be a part of the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, the same number, 516-418-99, every Sunday morning. 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. So God bless you. God bless you all. Amen. And thank you all for being here today. I see Pastor Price has her number one key pressed. If anyone wants to say anything, I see there's some numbers that I don't recognize, and they may be gone by now. Yeah, praise God. But those new people who came in, God bless you. And the Lord keep you. Hallelujah. I think I see Sister Monica. I'm going to do a quick shout out. Sister Monica, good to see you. Would love to talk to you soon when you have an opportunity. Pastor Mark, good to see you today. Minister Carey, God bless you. Praise the Lord. Minister Mary, good to see you today. Sister Debbie, God bless you. Good shout out to you. Hallelujah. Minister Rachel and family and Pastor Price and family. Hallelujah. Good to see all of you today. We're going to open a line for Pastor Price now. Welcome, Pastor Price.
Glory to God. God bless you, Apostle Kizzy and Pastor Mom and all the precious saints in their respective places. I give much glory and honor to God, our Father, to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, to the precious Holy Spirit, our precious friend from God. I thank God for each one of you today, and thank God for that word, Apostle. Pastor Mom, I want to tell you that prayer when you prayed at the beginning, me and Joe, we were saying, you're standing, you sounding strong, strong. Well, I love it, Pastor Mom. What a great blessing it was to hear you pray today. Glory, hallelujah. That blessed our hearts this morning. We've just been excited. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I was thanking the Lord, Apostle, even before you started ministering. Joy woke up this morning with the enemy. She said, Mom, while I was in St. Louis at Grandma's, she said, I didn't have no pain in my back. She said this morning, she said she woke up with excruciating pain in her back. And before she had told me, She went into the bathroom, and I was in the bed, and I was listening, and not I was listening to you, and then I was praying. In fact, it was during the time when the music was on, and I was praying, and she said, Mom, what you doing? I said, I'm interceding. I'm feeling different pains from someone. I said, I'm feeling it in the back. I'm feeling it in the side. I'm feeling it on the bottom of the feet. I said, on the head and on the neck. And I was telling, I'm praying for whoever this is. She said, Mom, she said, I have not had any pain all while I was gone. She said, I'm having excruciating pain in my back today. So we began to intercede and to rebuke that thing and pray. And as soon as the music went off and you began to say, the Lord said, this is a healing time. And you begin to pray and call out about the back. And you begin to call out about the feet. And she said she feels much better. She just peeped in here now. She said she feels much better. Glory to God. Glory that you feel. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. So I want to give glory to God for what he was doing. Thank God for your obedience unto him today. I give glory to God. And then Joy was asking me, she said, Mom, what you doing? Because I got my notebook and my pen. And I said, I'm going to take notes. I'm taking notes this morning. Glory to God. So I was thanking the Lord, hallelujah, for the word that God laid upon your heart about time with the Lord. Glory to God. And as I've taken notes and Jesus had a prayer life, I thank God. And he told us at the very end, I listened to the whole, I've got a lot of notes down here today, but I was saying that, listening, that you said it takes patience, and just the last one you said, patience, perseverance, awaiting, and eagerness, and it will be worth it. And I thank you. So it starts with a relationship with God through Jesus Christ. I thank God for that word. I wanted to tell you, Apostle, there are sometimes when, like you said, God will come with us in prayer and lead us in a certain way. And sometimes we may not understand it. Sometimes we may look foolish to people. Or sometimes we may look like we're doing something that just say, why you gotta do all of that? But I'm going to tell you, even in this time, and I'm in my 40th, year 40-something year of being in the Lord, walking close to the Lord, I'm talking about, close to the Lord. And during this time, the Lord, the one scripture that stood out to me so much in my life is that those that worship the Lord must worship him in spirit and in truth. Worship him in spirit and in truth. So as I began and I called with the Holy Spirit, I found out I have so many names of who the Holy Spirit is. He's a comforter, advocate, standby, you know, he's an intercessor. And I was looking in the Word, and it called the Holy Spirit our friend. In some translations, he's called our friend. So I said, ooh, I know Jesus is our friend, and the Holy Spirit is our friend. So when I was, and then in the last, especially since Joe had been with the Lord, during this time when Joe had been with the Lord, and the Lord was leading me, he said, Helen, he said, I want to teach you about praying. He said, in spirit and in truth. He said, I'm going to teach you this. I said, okay, Lord, okay. Okay, precious Holy Spirit. So he began. And to some people, it sounds like it's foolish what I do. And it sounds like it's just somebody trying to, but I'm going to tell you the end product of what I saw first. I was, Lord, are you sure? I said, Lord, are you sure that you? I said, Lord, are you sure this you? If you are leading me in prayer like this, I would say, are you sure? But then, after about the sixth or seventh month of doing this, I saw the result of why he had me praying the way I was praying, the way he had me praying. He said, Helen, you to worship me in spirit and in the truth of who I am. So he would have me to start off just worshiping him. But first he said, come before my presence with thanksgiving. That's what the word says. And I would come and just thank him for everything that he had done that I could think of that he had done for us during the day. Then he would begin to tell me, now thank me for the greatness and magnitude of my love and giving my precious darling son, Jesus Christ, for you. He began to have me to say, precious darling son, Jesus Christ. I said, okay. And how he so loved the world. Then he would have me to come to the next part where he would begin to have me to worship Jesus. thanking Jesus for who he is in our lives and thanking him every day for his, for him, his precious blood that was shed on Calvary's cross, for his body that was broken. And then he would go to these three parts. It said, thanking him for being our righteousness, for being the one who redeems us, our redeemer, for being the one who reconciles us, who sanctifies us and makes us holy.
Yes.
So that was just that little part. It's so much more to it, but those little parts right there that he would have me doing, and I would say, you want me to say all of this? You know, and then he would ask me to go about the better covenant, how Jesus through his blood ratified a better covenant based on better promises. And then we would go through all of what that covenant entailed. Well, after about 6 months, those words of Jesus about thanking him for his precious blood that was shed and his body that was broken in order to redeem us, to reconcile us, to make us righteous, to sanctify us, began to be in me, built down inside of me. A part of me. Because at first it just sounded like, Lord, you sure you want me to say all of this? I know you're not moved by a lot of words, about a lot of repetition. God said, this is worship right here. This is not you just saying, he's like somebody just saying something over and over again. He said, you're worshiping me in spirit, and you're worshiping in me in the truth of who I am in your life. And when I begin to do that on a daily basis, hallelujah, just on a daily basis, then all of a sudden it began to be so built in me that now, even now, I had a chance to minister on something, and when I did, I saw that this Jesus' blood and his body was broken that we might be redeemed, we might be made righteous, we might be reconciled. He said, these words have been hard to people. He said, but I'm building it in you, who I am and what I've done for you. And so even in prayer, he may lead us in a way that may seem strange to some people. It may seem unnecessary. You even sometimes to us to say, is this the right thing to do, Lord? But he said, it is the right thing to do. And so as I've been worshiping him, and then even now, even the last thing, and I'll stop because I know there's other people, the last thing with this was that even I've been doing a basic training in spiritual warfare, and we had to, one of the parts is knowing who your commander-in-chief is. Now he's added on to it. He's beginning to add this part onto all that he already has me praying over him. I mean, praying that concerning worshiping him in spirit and truth, that he's my commander in chief, the captain of my salvation. He is the captain of my faith. He is the great head of the church. And then he also told me, I need you to go back now. And I'm beginning to do this now, Apostle, because you've been having us to do the declarations. He said, I want you to go back and go over who I am as Jehovah. Go back to me as Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Tsitkenu, Jehovah Makedesh. Go back over and worship me. He said, because those names will be important. Like you said, as we worship him in spirit, we worship him in truth, we worship him, and as we do so in who he is, it begins at the time when something comes up. It's a part of our shield of faith. It's a part of our shield, because when we come to that part, when the enemy says, oh, God doesn't know, he said, worship me as El Rohi. I see it. I'm the one that sees. I'm Jehovah Jireh. I see far ahead. I provide. So I just wanted to tell you that this message is it's just such a great blessing today. I know I sound excited, but what it reminded me was the things that you were saying were confirmations of what God was already telling me, even in that worship time of taking time. We can take a commercial break. We watch TV. I watch HGTV. The man at our cousin's funeral yesterday preached about HGTV yesterday, and it was good, and preached about the Property Brothers, but it was good. Glory to God. And so, but we can take breaks in between that time, our commercial breaks. I mean, commercial breaks can be so long, put it on mute, and let's get a worship time. Hallelujah unto the Lord. Like you said, David, I've always listened to Psalms 119, but I never saw that particular scripture to stand out, that David praised the Lord 7 times a day. And then you one-upped him on that and said, give an 8th time, too. And go, you know. So I praise God for you, Apostle. Thank God for that word. Thank God for today. And I'm just excited about what God is doing in this series. And God bless you. So I'll stop now. God bless you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
As Debbie would say, God in the midst. God bless you. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. I want to say, even as you were talking, the Lord just laid on my heart, I was he had me thinking about Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And they were, you know, they were Hebrews, and they were taken captive and taken into Babylon. You know, a whole nother, I mean, they were captive. And then when they went in, all of them were turned into eunuchs. So they cut off all of their manhood when they went in there. And yet, they praised the Lord. Yet, they glorified the Lord. Yet, they knew who God was. So, not that we're going to have to go through something like that, but, you know, the way that this world is now, it's going to be important to know who he is. Amen. And that those are words of worship. So thank you. Thank you so much for sharing, Pastor Price. And oh, and I'll say, too, that God will tell us to do things that seem so simple. I mean, you've been in ministry for 40 years, over 40 years, and then, you know, the Lord is going to tell you to do something that sounds so totally simple. But it's complex and it's awesome in him when we do what he says for us to do. Amen. So thank you. Thank you again for sharing. Minister Rachel and family. Praise God. Welcome, Minister Rachel.
Oh, God bless you all. It's so encouraging hearing from you. I wanted to ask you, may I declare some scriptures over the air right now? God has me in Renee in Isaiah 52. Oh, it's also one in, it's two in Isaiah 51. It's 15 and 16 in this. Isaiah 52 verses 6 through 10, and then Isaiah 53 and 5.
Okay, you going to do it with the children?
Oh, it's just me and Renee in the kitchen downstairs because I'm cooking. I'm multitasking. God blessing me to cook. So me and my daughter.
Okay.
Okay.
Amen.
And,
praise
and then she said, okay. Yeah, okay, I'll read. And then afterwards, Renee said, do what, to pray that she'll have a safe birth on tomorrow because we have to go to the hospital in the morning. They're going to induce her. Yeah. Okay, Isaiah 51, verse 15 and 16 says, but I am the Lord thy God that divided the sea, whose waves roared. The Lord of hosts is his name. And verse 16 of Isaiah 51 says, and I have put my words in thy mouth, and I have covered thee in the shadow. In the shadow of mine hand, that I may plant the heavens and lay the foundations of the earth and say unto Zion, thou art my people. Now, Isaiah 52, verse 6 through 10. And therefore my people shall know my name. Therefore they shall know in that day that I am he that doth speak, behold, it is I. How beautiful upon the mountains are thy feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publisheth salvation, that saith unto Zion, thy God reigneth. Hallelujah. Verse 8 says, thy watchmen shall lift up the voice. With the voice together shall they sing, for they shall see eye to eye when the Lord shall bring again Zion. Break forth unto joy, sing together, ye waste places of Jerusalem, for the Lord has comforted his people. He hath redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord hath made bare his holy arm in the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. Hallelujah. Now, Isaiah 53, verse 5. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay. I'm sorry. I just heard him say Isaiah 54, verse 4 and 5 and 6. Okay, Lord, I'll obey. Okay, fear not. Oh, Isaiah 54, you want to read it with me?
Oh, fear not,
for thou shalt not be ashamed,
neither be thou confounded,
for thou shalt not be put to shame,
for thou shalt forget the shame of thy youth,
and shalt not remember
the reproach of thy widowhood anymore.
For thy maker is thy husband. The Lord of hosts is his name.
And the Holy One of Israel,
the God of the whole earth, shall he be called. Amen. For the Lord hath called thee.
Yeah, we'll read verse 5. That's it. The first 5. Apologize, Lord.
Your holy Lord. Amen. Oh, and God had me when I went to the laundromat today to meet a precious woman named Sephora. I let her know my name is Rachel, but I forgot to give her my phone number, but I did give her this number, so you might have saw her number today. She might have listened in because she was looking for a church home, just looking for encouragement, and I'm just asking God to just strengthen her and strengthen her faith even more, and that she continue with him because he's loving, he keeps his loving arms on her, that she'll feel his loving arms even now. And all of us that sometimes get shaken in our faith, that we will feel God's loving arms because he will never leave us nor forsake us, and strengthen us and encourage us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Good, good. Well, amen. Thank you. The word and good scriptures. Hallelujah. You know, I especially, I like all of them, but, you know, the one where your maker is your husband, hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Well, I love Pastor Mom. I just thank God for her life and how he keeps strengthening her through and through, and how she just keeps saying yes to him. No matter how she feels, she just keeps saying yes. Because truly, Pastor Mom is walking in where it says, for God I live and for God I die. Like every life, every day that he blesses with life and the beautiful breath of life, his beautiful breath of life to flow through her, she just magnifies the Lord. So may the Lord keep on keeping her and keeping each and every one of us that we, you know, say, Lord, for you live and Lord, for you die. Even though when things start happening and people start saying certain things, we'll still stand for him and not be shaken. Amen. We'll stand in courage. In
Hallelujah.
Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Oh,
thank you.
She said she wanted prayer for tomorrow.
Yes. That's what I was about to do.
I know the mm-hmm. Okay, she says you're about to do it.
Okay, well, we join our faith together with all the prayers that have been prayed or being prayed right now and will be prayed for Renasia. Lord God, we thank you, Father God. We thank you for this baby that she's about to have, this beautiful baby boy. We bless your name, Lord God, that she's in good health right now. The baby is in good health in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And if anything looks like it's out of place, we thank you for putting it in place, Lord God, by your spirit in the name of Jesus. We lift up all of the staff to you right now, Lord God. Touch each and every one of them with your hands, that as they have anything to do with her, the staff, the doctors, the nurses, the technicians, anyone who has anything to do with her, even the social work, even the paperwork, that your hands are touching their hands, even right now, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Excuse me. And only your good and perfect will shall be done tomorrow, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. If this is the time for him to come, that it will happen, and he'll be healthy in the name of Jesus. If you say that it should wait longer, that that will happen as well. But whatever it is, we put it all in your hands right now. We thank you, Lord God, that we know that it is possible to have a pain-free delivery in the name of Jesus. We've seen people, ladies, give a testimony of a pain-free delivery. And so we thank you for that, Lord God. We just decree and declare that over Renasia right now. We come against any kind of fear that she may have, that the enemy may try to bring to her in any way, shape, or form. And we pray peace over her, calmness over her spirit right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, that everything that she will need, no matter what it is, everything that she'll need right now and even in the future has been taken care of. You've done it. You've taken care of it. And we give you praise and glory for it. We thank you also, Lord, that Renee is going to be a great mom, a really great mom, because she's going to come to you and follow you. And as she follows you, she'll do all the right things for her child. And we give you praise and glory. Oh, and thank you for the household. Thank you for her mom, Lord God, who's walking with her on this. We thank you, Lord God, for the children in the house, that everybody will love this new baby and everybody will help take care of the baby as well. And we give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
And to say on that note, God gave them all a joy because they are so excited to be uncles and aunts. So they got
the
joy. They look forward.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. Well, thank y'all so much. Praise God.
And God bless you.
Amen. And God bless everybody who's here. Just very quickly to let you know what's going on with our Gillum Radio family of broadcasts. Tomorrow we will have Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures, our Bible teaching, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. On Tuesday, Praying in Tongues Tuesday. Let me know if you're available to pray in tongues tomorrow, on Tuesday. We'd love to have you to pray in tongues. We need 4 people. Praise God. So let me know. And that is on Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. Our next Wednesday broadcast for prophetic healing will be November the 10th, and that'll be prophetic healing, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Praise God. On this Thursday, we'll continue on with evangelism boot camp. Praise God. And that is still our throwback Thursdays, our reruns, but it's still good. Amen. So that will be this Thursday, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. Glory to God. And next Sunday, we will be back with on the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, and I will be speaking on Time with the Lord, Part 2. Look forward to you being here. Praise God. And invite somebody else to come as well, like Minister Rachel did. Amen. And now, Pastor Mom,
yes,
you have any comments? And then you can close us out in prayer.
Okay. Everything was very nice today. So I really enjoyed it. I kind of slipped a little bit over it, but everything went well.
Okay. Now, I know you spend time with the Lord, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have time with the Lord every day, don't you?
Every day. Every day.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Okay, go ahead and close us out in prayer.
May it all work.
May the Lord watch
between me and thee.
Between me and thee.
While we are absent.
While we're absent.
One from another.
One from another.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And we're going to be happy to hear also about the baby. So let us know about the baby tomorrow.
Yes.
Keep in touch with us. Amen. All right, as we go, remember, I am the church, you are the church, we are the church together. Love you all. Have a blessed rest of the day.
Yes.